This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to have a quick update from Ayla Ellison. Ayla is the brilliant editor-in-chief of Becker's Hospital Review. We're thrilled to have her with us today. Ayla, take a moment and tell us, what are a couple of the issues that you're following currently? What's on your mind and what's on readers' minds?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today, Scott. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today, it's typically recently when we've been talking about hospital finances, we've been talking about how they've been struggling, and of course they still are. But one positive update to report is that we've been really tracking hospital bankruptcies and closures closely this year, and we found that they're both down significantly. So there have been fewer than 10 hospitals that have closed permanently so far this year, with only 2 months left to go. And last year we saw more than 20 hospitals close. And we're seeing the same thing with hospital bankruptcies. So about 29 hospitals entered bankruptcy in 2020, and there have been fewer than 5 this year. So it's great to see hospitals keeping their doors open, hospitals avoiding bankruptcy. We've heard from several hospital executives of rural hospitals that have reported to us that the federal relief provided earlier this year through the CARES Act has been helpful, especially to those rural providers. So it'll be interesting to keep tracking these trends as we move into 2022 as well.
Just fascinating. And talk for a moment, is you had mentioned some of this. Is that due to government aid? Is that due to lean management? What's driving that ability that we've got less bankruptcies and less closures this year? That's a fascinating fact I was not aware of. I appreciate you sharing with us. What's driving that? Any speculation? Is it the government aid, or what's some of your thoughts there?
Yeah, so I think a big factor is the government aid. I think that when we see hospital closures, although we've seen a few hospitals in urban areas close in recent years, the vast majority have been in rural areas. So with the federal aid that was provided due to the pandemic, that provided a bit of relief to these rural hospitals that may have been on the brink of closing their doors for good. And then I think too, we're seeing just a laser focus among hospitals and health systems on how to cut costs and become more efficient in a lot of areas. So I think the pandemic has forced them to revisit ways to cut costs and become more efficient. And so we're seeing a bit of, improved finances in that way. But I think a big factor has been the federal aid that was provided to rural hospitals.
Do you think that there will be a rebound in bankruptcies as some of that aid dries up and some of these costs of staffing become exorbitant? Do you have any prognostics on that, or just not really right now? Just sort of like, what's your sense of that? Do you not really have a sense of whether we'll see a rebound in those bankruptcies and closures?
I'm thinking, and right now it's just completely, based on what we're seeing right now, and the mention of the federal aid and how much of a help that provided this year. So I think we probably will see more bankruptcies and closures in 2022 unless some sort of additional relief is provided, especially to some of these rural healthcare providers. And then, like you mentioned, Scott, we're seeing just astronomical labor costs and also supply chain challenges and expenses, rising connected to supply chain too. So I think that we're seeing expenses rise in quite a few different categories. So unless there is a way to boost revenue significantly, or there's some additional aid provided, I would expect to see more bankruptcies and closures next year.
I love getting a chance to visit with you and getting a sense of what you're watching. It's always interesting. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and thank you for your leadership.
Thank you so much, Scott.